Cicadas, the singing fossils.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Many of you will recall the plague of millions and millions of cicadas in the Midwest. Well, the singing of these 17-year cicadas was very loud. I recall at the time that we called them singing fossils. And here's why. During that plague, one of our staff members began researching cicadas. He found photos of several fossils of them. And one photo caption said that the fossil was supposedly over 65 million years old. But in the photos, you could easily identify the fossil as a cicada, complete with head, eyes, body, and wings. Remarkably, this fossil cicada looked very similar to the same cicadas that kept everyone here awake at night. This is just another example of what we call a living fossil. It's an organism found in the fossil record that's still living today and virtually unchanged. But if evolution were true, you'd expect them to have changed a great deal in 65 million years. But they haven't changed much because they were only created 6,000 years ago to reproduce their own kind, just as it says in Genesis.
When you read our new pocket guide on Charles Darwin, you'll discover that you can't believe in millions of years of death and suffering, as Darwin believed. For some fascinating insights, request our new pocket guide on Darwin, and we'll send it to you for your gift of any size. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.